Now, I'm talking about something that I think you're all familiar with and have actually had to deal with in some time of your life, and that's forgiveness. Now, I want to start by letting you know that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness. It's the ultimate sign of strength. And forgiveness is for you and you alone. Also, forgiving someone does not mean you condone their bad behaviour or that you will tolerate any further hurt or abuse or any lack of respect. I don't know about you, or if this happens to you, but it definitely happens to me, that some mornings I wake up and the day is starting great and I'm feeling happy and everything's going really well, but somewhere in the day, maybe doing the dishes or watching TV or seeing a post about somebody, I suddenly feel a bit sad or even a little bit angry because a past hurt has popped into my mind that I've seen on social media about a person that's hurt me. Now, I think to myself, what's happened? Why have these thoughts gone into my mind? Now, I feel that this is a trigger. It's a trigger telling me or anyone else that you've got a past hurt that maybe, just maybe, hasn't been dealt with or processed correctly. Because guess what? It still affects you. That song or that post that you've heard or seen wasn't a big deal and definitely was not worth affecting the day, the whole day. It was just a trigger that reminded you of a past hurt. And now we live in a broken world and we are broken people that we interact with each other. Now that's a recipe for hurts. So when we get hurt, some of us don't want to deal with it, or we don't know how to deal with it. None of us, I believe, likes feeling hurt. If the hurt has not been processed or dealt with, and we just go on with our daily lives without realising it, sometimes that hurt can turn into anger. And over time, the anger turns into bitterness. Then bitterness turns into what the Bible calls a hardened heart. Now, I believe anger is a normal emotion and can sometimes be like a fire that cauterizes our wounds. It can make them scar over and heal. But too much anger, you'll get third-degree burns. Without a little bit of heat, you'll never know. Without a little bit of heat, you'll never scar over and you'll never know what happened to you emotionally. Now, I've seen people that hold on to their unforgiveness as they've held on to it for so long, it gives them a weird comfort. The hurt they have never dealt with has turned into bitterness. And sometimes they feel it can be an excuse for their bad behaviour. We don't want our anger to turn into bitterness and harden our heart. As a hardened heart changes how we live, it changes how we interact, it changes who we let into our lives, it changes who we trust. It also changes how we treat people. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:31 to 32, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgave you. Now, don't get me wrong. I know how it feels when you share a hurt with someone and their response is, all you need to do is forgive them. Now, they mean well by saying this and they're on the money because all we need to do is to forgive them. Your response could be, yeah, I'll forgive them. I surely will forgive them sometime. It's not the same as doing it. There is no fake it until you make it in forgiveness. Now, when a person has told me in the past, and I've shared a story with them and being vulnerable, and they say, all you need to do is just forgive them. sometimes my emotions boil up inside in the surface and I feel a little frustrated because it really is easier said than done in some cases. My prayer has been for us all today that today is a day of digging, and the digging will happen in our souls, and we'll get real and honest, and this will open a window for God to talk to us and to get our attention and to tell you he has a better life in store for you and some freedom and joy in store, a better purpose for you to walk into. No one really tells you how to forgive. It's not as simple as just saying, yeah, I forgive them, and all the feelings have gone away. Like I mentioned before, there is no fake it until you make it in forgiveness. Now, doing some research in doing this talk, I have found 5 steps that might be helpful. Forgiveness is a process, not an event. It's a process. I'm going back to my burn analogy. Deep, deep hurts are like a third-degree burn. And how you heal a third-degree burn is you scratch off the surface, you open it up so it can be healed from the inside out, one layer at a time. This can hurt, as you can imagine, but it's worth it in the end. Now, this brings me to the first step. Acknowledge the hurt. Don't forgive too quickly. Make sure you acknowledge the hurt. Don't pretend it didn't happen and the effect it had on you, the pain it caused you. Go through all the emotions you're feeling. As if you don't know what happened to you emotionally, you don't know what you're forgiving. Until you acknowledge it, until you face it, and until you feel it, you cannot forgive it. Step 2, surrender the right to punish. Now, have you ever had the feeling that when someone talks to you about a person that's hurt you and they're singing their praises and they're saying, oh gosh, they're so wonderful, only if you knew, they are just so wonderful, and you're just still boiling a little bit inside because you think to yourself, only if they knew what they did to me. You could be tempted and you can tell them what they did, and that might give them a thought that thinking what they're really like. Now, I wouldn't recommend this as it doesn't help you and it doesn't help the person you're telling. I understand sometimes we want vengeance. Now, this can be normal because we feel vengeance will set us free from our pain, and we feel the person must be punished for what they did. But vengeance is a total prison. Any act of vengeance, whether it's emotional or physical, is a weird, twisted form of intimacy. If you choose vengeance, you're choosing to be connected to that person that's hurt you. Forgiveness is the only way to freedom. In Romans 12, 17 to 19, God says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. This verse clearly states that vengeance is for the Lord and the Lord alone. Step 3, I personally find this one the hardest, and that's pray for them. This is really, really hard, especially when you're still hurting inside. Now, I can remember when I tried to pray for someone that was hurting inside, the prayer went something like, God, reveal to them how they made me feel. Lord, please show them how they've wronged me. And come and make them apologize to me. Now, I think in Matthew 5:44, when God says, I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who hurt you. God wanted us to pray blessings over them. for God to take care of them and for God to forgive them. We need to remember praying for them at that point is an act of obedience at that. And I've experienced any act of obedience of God's brings God's power. I want to say that again. Any act of God's obedience brings God's power. Step four, be open to reconciliation. Wow, this can be tricky. I believe as Christians we can have a twisted expectation of forgiving. Now, what I mean in saying this is we can feel forgiving a person means letting them into our life and maybe even letting them continually hurt us. As Christians, we should turn the other cheek, shouldn't we? No matter how badly they've behaved. Or on the other hand, Christians can have a guilt that if you don't let them back into your life, well, you're not really being Christian enough, which can make you feel that you haven't forgiven them. Because again, as Christians, we should turn the other cheek. Now, I believe when Jesus wanted us to continue, I believe that Jesus didn't want us to continually being hurt by someone when he said in Matthew 5:39, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn then the other cheek also." Now, I believe Jesus was telling us to reject revenge and retaliation, not to be continually hurt by the person. Now, I wanted to give you a couple of examples that I know. Now, I've got some people in my life and I've thought of a couple of examples of what I've actually seen. Now, one of the persons that I'm thinking about, they are brilliant at forgiving. It just seems that they have it right. They've learnt the true art of forgiving people. I can remember one time this person was hurt so bad that most of us would have found it hard to forgive. Well, I would have found it hard to forgive because I know the story. But in true form, this person forgave with no effort. I could see it was really true forgiveness because I know them. And now I do believe they definitely carry the gift of forgiving. The other person finds it really hard to forgive. They hold on to their hurt, thinking it will go away. And yes, they do forget about it every now and then until they see the person that's hurt them. When they see that person, they're churning inside with all kinds of emotions and it affects them for most of the day. But face to face, they can be really nice and friendly and the other person wouldn't have a clue what they're feeling or how it's ruined their day. Because they haven't dealt with the hurt. Nelson Mandela said, "Unforgiveness is like taking poison, hoping the other person will get sick." How true is that? Now, I wanted to share my own story back in the day on how I've dealt with hurts. Now, I was raised in a German household and taught by my parents to deal with things. So that meant everything. So you can imagine the train wreck I left behind. Every time I tried to deal with hurts, I just cannot hide my feelings. In my younger years, if you hurt me, you would have definitely known it. It would have been all about me, and I would have tried to deal with it in all the wrong ways. Then I became a Christian, and slowly but surely, I felt the Christian guilt because I still had my German upbringing that I should deal with hurts and confront the person. When I tried it, I tried to do it the right way, but I found a lot of people didn't like it. I found most people didn't really want to talk about it. Even when I brought it up, they say, "Yeah, no, that's okay. Let's just forget about it." Looking back, now I'm not really sure if I dealt with it the correct way, but I couldn't really say because I never got any feedback. And this brought me to the point of not really wanting much to do with the person that hurt me, which then led me to the guilt thinking, wow, gosh, as a Christian, I shouldn't be feeling like this. Now I'm older and hopefully a little wiser, and I'm getting a bit better as I do forgive for the right reasons. And I do choose if I have an ongoing relationship with the person or not, and I don't have the guilt anymore. As I've learned, there's a gigantic difference between forgiveness and fellowship. They're not the same thing. Fellowship is I do. Forgiveness is I do. Fellowship is we do. So to have fellowship with a person that's hurt you, the first thing that needs to happen is true repentance. Not an apology that sounds like, I'm sorry if my words were misunderstood. I'm sorry if that hurt you. Because those two sentences still aren't a complete apology. They're not taking any responsibility. And they're still kind of blaming the other person for their feelings. A true apology sounds like, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? The apology is to be filled with honour and respect. Step 5. Now, I've left this step till last because I believe it's the most important. It's prayer. And also God revealed to me while preparing this talk was supernatural forgiveness. And what I mean by supernatural forgiveness is all your feelings and hurts and anger just disappear without you even asking God to take them away. I've experienced this and didn't even realise it until preparing this talk when God revealed it to me and asked for me to share a bit of my story. I'm just going to get a glass of water, sorry. Now, anyone that knows me knows I don't share a lot. I have to get to know someone quite well before I share anything. So when God asked me to share this, I said to him, really? And he goes, yeah, because this sort of like matches in how good I am, meaning him. Okay, so this was forgiveness towards my father. I was raised with a father who believed, spare the rod and spoil the child. Now the rod was a belt or a belt buckle or whatever was at reach. I especially got more than my brothers and sisters, my brother and sister, as they were never black and blue the next day. This brought me to really, really hate my father at a very, very young age. And I hated it when he came home. And what I mean by when he came home, he was a marine engineer on the ships. He would be away from 3 to 6 months a year, which was great. But this also meant he was home for longer periods of the time, which I hated so much. My parents separated when I was 14. And I know you shouldn't be happy about that. I was over the moon. I was the only child that went with my mum. And as I got older, I remember asking my mum, I could never understand why I got the belting so much. Why was it me? And I couldn't understand why he used to hit me so much. And my mum told me as I got older that every time him and her had an argument, I was the one that copped it because I reminded him so much of her. Now with my deal with it type of personality, about 17 years ago, I felt the urge to confront my father. And I also wanted to let him know how I felt. And I wanted to also know if he cared for me and loved me, because I never felt it from him. When I confronted him, he became very defensive and was not very nice in his response. After all my tears, I'm not sure what happened, but something shifted inside of me. All the hurt was gone. Everything was gone. I came back home. Barry used to say to me, I don't understand. You don't have any resentment anymore. You don't have any hurt. You don't have any anger. He goes, what's happened? I said, I don't know. I can't tell you. until I started preparing this talk 17 years later. I was asking God, now what do you want me to say in this forgiveness talk? I've given it a couple of times, but, you know, every audience is different. What do you want me to share, or what do you want me to say that's different? He brought all of this back up to me. He goes, I was the one that took away your hurt, even though you didn't ask. He repaired my heart towards my father. He told me there would be a time for me to share about it, to share about his supernatural healing, because he knows what we need when we need it. And there are times he gives it to us without us even asking. What a great father that is. Now, in my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined being up here speaking, let alone sharing a story. But God knows. He knows I needed to move forward and couldn't without forgiveness towards my own father. Now, I have missed a lot of details in that story, but I think you get the gist. And I want to reiterate that God knows what we need when we need it. So in regards to prayer, communicate with your Father. Communication is the most important thing. I encourage you all to pray for divine strength and healing and freedom. This stuff is too difficult to do on your own. You need to get God involved. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives to help us walk through these steps. As there is a wall between us and true forgiveness, we need the power of God to help us get over that wall. Oh gosh, break that wall down one brick at a time. I found this prayer, which I believe might be helpful, and I encourage you all to pray this prayer until change happens in your heart. As there are times we think we have forgiven until we see the person that's hurt us, or we see a post, or we see something about them, I do believe if you don't give up, you will see change. Now, in a minute, I'm going to give you a minute just to reflect if there was anybody in your life that you need to forgive. But before I do, I really want to thank you all for your patience, your grace, and I really pray that God has spoken to you this morning. I'll just give you a couple of minutes of time to reflect before we say this prayer together. This together if you feel need to. If you don't, that's okay. You can just say it in your mind or, yeah, what have you. But how about we start? God, I'm ready to stop pretending like pain in my past has not affecting my present. Please forgive me for holding on to unforgiveness. Today I declare I'm getting rid of this unforgiveness and letting go of this hurt and anger. I completely forgive in Jesus' name, and I thank that you are healing these wounds that were inflicted. I thank you that you are making me whole and setting me free, and I declare that I am giving up my right to judge or punish this person. I completely forgive. It's in your hands now. Amen. Thank you.